That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Menigan's the funny boy with the music.
Don't tell me how to cope.
Don't tell him how to cope.
But I want to talk about big guys here.
We got to get him into like some kind of music rhythm. He has no rhythm at all.
Dominic in Cleveland
hasn't read 1120 yet.
Has a thought that's going to make my head explode. That's Dominic, true. Go ahead.
Okay. Everybody's talking about the roster, the lineup, and all that. The starting roster, as fine as it is, you do will have to improve your three.
The starters that we barely got to see play together?
You might have a three in DeAndre Hunter. You just didn't start him.
Yeah, you just need to improve the three, and you need two strong backups, a strong backup for number four and number five. But what lost the series is coaching. We got out-coached. Our coach got tight in his rotation. When he used the rotation all season long, if you notice, our players, our starters were gassed. Look at Indiana. Carlisle used his rotation. His players were never gassed. He used his timeouts correctly. Whenever the Cavs went on a quick run, he immediately went to a timeout. If they hit a three, a layup, timeout. We saw 10, 12, 14, 16 points go against us before there was a timeout. We simply got out-coached.
Dominic, I won't argue with that. I thought Rick Carlisle did a great job, and I thought Kenny didn't do the best job of coaching in this series.
But game two, your assistant coaches, I'm screaming, I'm at home screaming, lane violation on the putback dunk. That was never brought up to the referees when they're doing the challenge. But each time, how do we – you got assistant coaches to look at everything. To me, we just got all coaches. That's what it came down to, plain and simple.
All right, Dominic. I'm not going to blame that for the loss of the series. Do I think Rick Carlisle did a better job than Kenny Atkinson? Yeah. Does Kenny Atkinson think that? You can bet he does. I mean, Kenny's pretty aware. You know, the whole thing, Indiana did a better job. Coaching, playing, everything. The one thing about Indiana, Andy, that I was so impressed with, they just stuck with what they do. They quickly got the ball up the court. They did that all regular season. They did it in the playoffs. They moved the ball like crazy in the regular season. They did it in the playoffs. And since January 1st, and again, this is, you know, this is the ebb and flow of an NBA season. Since January 1st, it's either the third or fourth best record in the league. And that's what you want to do. Cavs started out great. They finished great. They were great all year. But it didn't happen here in the playoffs. I want to talk about the big guys for a second.
Okay, talk.
We've already had a couple of phone calls. Trade Jared Allen. Okay, get rid of Jared, blah, 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 blah. And I said yesterday, I was defending Jared before he even maybe needed defended. Embrace what he does well. And he does a lot of things really well. He's a good defensive center. He's a good rebounder. Yesterday, the rebounding disappeared in the second half. So did the touches. He was out of it yesterday. And I don't mean him physically. I mean him or mentally. I mean mainly him in the plan. Miles Turner seemed like a presence in the series, didn't he? Well, Miles Turner yesterday took 7 shots. That was it.
Yeah, but he crushed us in the game before. I mean,
I know. Jared played very well at times in this series. Miles Turner played very well at times in this series. My thought about Jared is this. I think this team needs another big man right now. Right now they need another big man with Evan and Jared. If you trade Jared, you need 2 big men.
You do.
And so why would you trade him? I don't get it. The only reason you would trade him, and I understand this, and this is the way pro sports works, is if you get the deal that you think makes the team better. But you don't trade Jared Allen because he didn't do the job you wanted him to do. Jared's a good player, and you know what you have in him.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though. You don't have a lot of assets, Jeff.
Well, you might have to trade him to get the team better.
Because
I understand
he's an
asset.
It's not that you want to trade him because you don't think he's not good. It's that you have to trade him because he's an asset.
Except for one thing.
When's our next first-round draft pick? We can give up like 2047 or something like that?
It's close.
31?
We're having a lot of folks calling and saying trade Jared because they don't think he's doing a good job. That's not the case. Mm-hmm. He is what he is, and what he is a good NBA player.
Yeah.
And you need good NBA players, but you don't improve basketball teams by trading stiffs. You're not going to trade guys at the end of your bench for, you know, superstar players. I've seen the trade, you know, the trade speculation on Giannis. We'll trade Darius Garland and Jared Allen for Giannis.
Okay, I'll do that.
Who in Milwaukee is going to take that phone call?
I don't know. Somebody dopey?
Who's taking that phone call in Milwaukee?
Well, you might take the phone call and say you're not going to do the deal.
And if I'm Milwaukee, I'm saying, how many first-round picks are you throwing in? We have picks available in 2039.
I've got a shiny new 2040 first-round draft pick.
That'll work for us, won't it? Mark is in Cleveland. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Mark.
Gentlemen. Jeff, man, I don't know why you keep on doing this every time we lose, man. Are you beating this horse like Evan Mobley? We got ball-dominant guards. And that's not the point, man. That's not the case.
Hey Mark, how'd you like getting knocked out in the second round for the second year in a row?
Come on, Jeff. You know I hated it, man. But anyway, look.
Then, Mark, fix it. Tell me.
Hold on. The guy is getting the ball 52 touches a game, man. It's on him to shoot, Jeff. This kid is out there rolling around the three-point line.
Touches and getting the ball where you can do something with it are two different things, Mark.
Okay. Exactly. He don't want to go in that paint, Jeff. He is scared of that paint. If he's getting the ball, as soon as he's giving it up, throwing it away, I don't buy that, Jeff. And then you keep on talking about the Pistons was the last team to win with a small backcourt. What team had 2 7-footers, though, with two all-star guards? You got to throw those 2 7-footers in there, Jeff.
They're not. Neither one is actually 7 foot, though.
Well, come on, Jeff. You know what I mean, man. These guys are 6'10", 6'11", man. You got to look at that, man. Evan Mobley, I think they just disappeared.
Okay, Mark, let me cut you off and say this. Fix it.
Hold on. You can get the guy the ball. You can't do anything else but get him the ball. Hunter took 12 shots yesterday.
Then do you want to trade Evan Mobley?
That's not possible.
Evan would get you a world in return.
Yeah, I would like to get rid of him because I don't see him being the number one or two on nobody's team.
All right, Mark, I disagree with you on that, as you know. Mark, I do appreciate your phone calls. You're always good.
Mark.
Always good. Joe's in Cleveland. Hello, Joe.
Joe!
Hey, Pork with Joe here, guys.
Hey, what's going on?
You know, we in Cleveland learned to move on, and I've already moved on. Now I'm on to the Browns.
Joe, thank you.
Oh, wait, I moved on with him. I was going to move on with him.
Joe, don't mean to be rude, but
Joe was going to give love to Luke Floria. I'll give you the love back. We did the phone call for you.
That's great. Cool Ray's in Bedford. Hi, Cool Ray.
Hey, Cool Ray.
Hey, what's up, my two favorite guys in Cleveland?
Hey.
Hey, so let's everybody calm down. I've been listening, and people have been saying some goofy stuff like Trey Mobley, Trey, Jared Allen. Listen, let's stop focusing on, you know, how we lost. Yes, we lost. But the real question is nobody really paid attention to what was really going on. And, Jeff, you kind of hit it. Our team just ran out of steam. If you – I hate to say it, but that load management and resting guys, it came back and bit us. It's like in boxing. If you're a boxing fan and you got a guy who fades out after round 5, that's what happened here. When your body's not ready to go that extra mile and that extra minute, it's hard to get up. I play ball. I'm a jump shooter. When the calf was missing all those shots, that's legs. You're tired.
Cool. Where were you like 20 minutes ago when I said all of the same things you're saying right now? Exactly the same.
It was just Indiana.
I must be watching you play rec ball.
Remember in game 2? It like Indiana came out the locker room at the end of the game 2. They were so fresh looking. So I think, and this is my opinion, all you have to really do is about two pieces that if you can move them, move them. And it's not your core four, they fine. You have to give Jared Allen a center. Don't go get no young boy. Go get somebody who's sitting on the bench that can that's productive. But you also have to get rid of Okoro and you have to get rid of Dean Wade. You really do. Those are the only two pieces that I think on this team that if you can get anybody, even just one person, that's what you got to give up. Everything else is solid, and you got to.
You're not going to get anything for either one of those guys.
There's somebody on somebody's bench that's looking for a Coral's defense that's going to give you maybe a center that can play.
That might Cool Ray, that might be the kind of trade you make where you pinpoint a guy who you think will fit with what you want to do, and you might have a guy who that team thinks might fit with what they want to do.
And
but
you
don't have any great assets to trade, I don't think,
right.
other than the core four, DeAndre Hunter.
And the coaching staff has to pay these guys longer than 28 minutes during the season. You have to get their bodies ready for that long grind.
Isn't Okoro a free agent too? I think he is.
Didn't Indiana only play? It looked like they played Ava on their team, but they only were there to play what, seven guys, maybe six, and that's it. Like, they was ready to go. We wasn't. That's all this is, was just conditioning, and they ran out of steam. Injuries come if your body is really not ready to play, then you get a lot of injuries.
All right, cool, Ray. You know, Dan has pointed out accurately so that Tom Thibodeau plays the bejeebers out of his starters in New York. Well, how are they looking right now?
They're looking good. Ready to go. He's a free agent 2026, according
to Spotrac.
Yeah.
Yep. Big Jumbo, welcome.
Jumbo!
Well, one of the hardest. I used to be a bus driveways out with sledgehammers and jackhammers and pick up the rocks. We threw them. One of the hardest jobs I ever had. Carry drywall into buildings for a whole summer when I was 18 years old. Built myself hard work every day. We barely make it home. We were so tired.
Big Jumbo, good stuff, man.
None of that compares as a job to being a Cleveland sports fan. It's one of the roughest, hardest things. I love my teams. I call you guys. If it wasn't for LeBron James, I don't know if I'd ever win a championship. So anybody that ever says anything about LeBron to me, I'm going to tell them, listen, man, he's the only reason I got that cool shirt that says champion. So don't say nothing. I don't want to hear nothing no more about it, because these guys have had all these opportunities and they went out. In my opinion, some of the things they did wrong is, first of all, they got DeAndre Hunter in to play the two and the three, correct? And what did he
especially
do?
The three.
He was playing the four out there. The other night he was playing the center. They play him all the time. When they take Mobley out and put him in, is he not? Because there's nobody else there. He's playing the four.
You know what, Jumbo? You can kind of go positionless a little bit, and kind of like Indiana did.
And then get out-rebounded a lot?
Well, they did at times, yes.
Yep. So, okay, Jeff, you guys are great sports guys. And I'm going to get my shots in, and then you can kill me and whatever you want to do. But here's another one. They bring Tristan Thompson along as a tall waiver cheerleader type of old anxiety type of guy. Instead of trying to get a young guy and groom him as a spot and getting him ready to possibly play 10 minutes a game in there and maybe elbow some people under and be tough under the boards, we got nothing out of that spot. You cannot do that in the NBA anymore. You need to be maturing these young people and getting them back together. And then I'm telling you, we fought all year long to get the best record. We had the best coach, defensive player, possible best sixth man of the year, all-stars, great season. And we do go out in the first big time we have a game, we blow the first game of the series to blow away our home court advantage. Then when we have to talk about injuries, well, let me tell you something. That second game, our backups played great, and we were ready to go to win the game.
And Jumbo, you had a 21-point lead. You had a 20-point – Jumbo, great stuff. Jumbo's on a roll. You had a 21-point lead in that game, and you couldn't hang on. And, okay, you can say, well, we didn't have our guys, except guess what? You didn't have your guys, and you built a 21-point lead. Can't you hang on to that? They didn't. More of your phone calls, more of our thoughts. I want to talk about the backcourt coming up next.